Georgia, I'm going to start with, there's no apologies for this. Sunday was the anniversary of the Super League win.
Yes.
Can we get a bit sentimental about it at the minute? how were you on the morning of the final?
Nervous. Very, very nervous. I remember being at home. I'd gone home from university the night before and just waking up in the morning not wanting anything to eat, having to force some food down me and just wanting to get there, really. I think the worst part before the big game is the hanging around beforehand. Once you're there and you're with the team and, you know, there's the banter and the laughs and everything like that, your nerves sort of tend to go away. And, yeah, once you've caught and threw off the first pass, those nerves tend to just disappear.
Did you see it as just another game that you were going into? You almost ignored the hype that was surrounding it, that whole two-time champion potential, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I suppose there was that added pressure of we'd won it the year before and, of course, was playing Thunder, which is also a massive game, like Storm and Thunder. So there was that want to win. Obviously, there's always that want to win, but, yeah, that added pressure and who we was playing, I think there was a real determination to go out and win that game.
I had to rewatch it on the day itself, and the sheer fact that that first quarter was just an intensity that I've never seen before from Storm.
Yeah, I think that was the adrenaline. The nerves just disappear once the whistle goes. And yeah, I suppose it was that nothing to lose mentality. You know, we'd got to the final. That was our aim. No one really expected that we'd do that last year. So to win it was just a cherry on top of the cake, really.
And you always knew that they'd come back?
Yeah, always. I mean, Thunder never say die. You know that they are going to keep on pushing you and pushing you and pushing you until that final whistle goes.
I mean, the venue's changed for this year, but as a player, the final four this season, 2 games in 2 days? Is that quite taxing?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's going to come down to, obviously, we've got the semi-finals on the Saturday and the finals are being played literally the day after. So, you know, I think it's going to come down to the team that has the most depth within their squad, you know, to ask 7 players to play 60 minutes 2 days on the bounce, that's a lot to ask. So it will come down to your fitness, your stamina, the depth you've got within that squad. And you won't have a lot of time to prepare between the Saturday and the Sunday game. So I think it will come down to your basic skills as well.
We saw the likes of Bath and Wasps yesterday.
Yeah.
They're not going to go down without a good effort, are they?
Oh, no, definitely not. And I think, you know, all the teams within the league this year, no matter whereabouts they are within the league, you know, no team wants to go out without a fight. And I think that's just something that has really shown this year with some of the results. You can't predict who's going to beat who and who's going to win what game. It's just everyone is fighting for the win.
That game against Bath, a lot of people would have seen it via Twitter and constantly refreshing it. But what kind of game did you make of that?
Oh, what a game that was. I think, you know, again, we had a great start. First half was up by 5, was doing the basics well, was sticking to our game plan. And, you know, full credit to Bath. They come out at halftime and they threw everything they had at us. And, you know, they came out on top. And, you know, for us as a team, that's a learning curve. And it's something that we've got to learn from really, really quickly, really. So, yeah, it was a great game to watch if you could have watched it. I'm sure it was a great, great game to scroll through as well.
I mean, the thing is as well, though, if we look towards the top of the table, I mean, Lightning have confirmed their spot, but any of the 5 beneath them, it's still really open.
It is really, really open. You know, Bath got a massive win against Wasps last night, so that's massive for them. You know, it's just open up to anyone, really.
Storm have got Lightning twice, Wasps and Sirens. That's not going to be easy at the best of times.
Yeah, definitely. You know, our game against Loughborough, you know, they're top of the table. I think they've only dropped a game to Wasps this whole year. And again, half-time was up by 5, and it's just that second half that we really need to learn how to push on. You know, the next run of 4 games we've got, none of them are going to be easy. But, you know, for us to be sitting 4th in the table up at half-time to the top of the league, I think it gives us that real belief, you know, that as a team, if we work together and stick to task for the full game, then anything is possible.
Are you looking forward to the game at the Recall?
Yes. Yeah, I think the atmosphere will be great. You know, from what I've seen of Wasps home games on Twitter and Facebook and things, you know, they look to put on a real good event. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to playing there in front of a big crowd, which I'm sure it'll be.
Crucial couple of weeks for Storm. Have you got that right balance in the squad now when going into these last set of fixtures?
Yeah, you know, midway through the season, we've had some injuries. Obviously, we lost Katie Holland to an ankle injury. and we haven't had Mickey the past couple of games. But, you know, they're looking to come back into the squad now. We're really lucky to have some under-21 players brought up into our squad, and I think that's a great opportunity for them to get on court and just experience what it's like to be playing at that higher level. But, yeah, we're hoping that, you know, these next 4 weeks we'll pull it together and everything will come together in time.
How have you seen the likes of Frankie and Beth and even Rhea develop over the season?
Oh, massively. You know, Frankie, she hasn't probably had as much time on court as what she would have liked, but obviously someone that's 6'8" in the back with Meg, that's really hard for her. But the opportunities she has got on court, I think she's really, really shone. And me, obviously playing as a wing attack, I do really enjoy getting on court and playing with Franks. And Rhea, exactly the same. And Beth, I mean, stepping into goal defence from that wing defence position and to cover Holland whilst she's been out, I think she's been absolutely great. And the partnership that she's built up with Nader in the back has actually formed really, really quickly. And, you know, they've won us enough ball to win us games over the past few weeks.
How tiring was Battle at the Box?
Very tiring. you always know what you're going to get with Mavericks. It's always going to be a physical game. And it's a, you know, as I say, they're another never-say-die team. They're going to push you and push you and push you until the end of the game. So, you know, it's just one of them games you have to grind out. And, yeah, was happy to get the win at the end of it.
I'm quite sure you've done all you can and you continue to do so to get to one of those final four places. England Netball Co. UK will have details of the final. And the good thing, it's in Manchester this year, so you'll be able to have a road trip up north a bit.
Yeah, I think we've been planning our travel and accommodation. Obviously, it's the most important thing for us at the moment is just securing that top four spot.